All right, so AI, it's everywhere you turn these days,
Yeah,
right?
it's like everyone's talking about it.
But how do businesses actually use it? That's what we're diving into today. Intel just dropped some big news, and
Big news.
it seems like they're really trying to make AI, make sense for businesses with these new Xeon processors and the Gaudi 3
Yeah, they're
accelerators.
not messing around. This isn't just like a little spec bump.
No, not at
This
all.
is a whole different ballgame.
Okay, so Xeon 6 processors first. What's the big deal?
Well, they're claiming some crazy performance boosts, like seriously impressive stuff, especially when it comes to the heavy lifting that AI demands. High performance computing, the
Yeah.
kind you need for things like training these massive AI models. And it's not just about speed. They've also made big strides in efficiency. Like, imagine if you could cut your energy bill just by switching processors. That's the kind of impact we're talking about.
They said up to 2 times of the performance per watt. What does that even mean for like a normal business?
It means more bang for your buck, basically. Faster processing, smoother multitasking, and you're not burning through energy like crazy, which, by the way, is a big deal these days with everyone,
Going green
Yeah, sustainability. It's not just good for the planet, it's good for business.
and good for the bottom line for sure.
Absolutely.
But it's not all about being green, right? Security's got to be a huge factor for businesses too, especially with all the data they're handling.
Oh, absolutely. Data breaches are a nightmare, especially when you're talking about customer information, financial records, all that sensitive stuff. Security is not optional.
Okay, so they're more powerful, more efficient, more secure, but what about these Gaudi 3 accelerators? What are those all about?
So think of it like this. The Xeon, that's your reliable workhorse. It can handle pretty much anything you throw at it. But the Gaudi 3, that's like your specialized tool,
Yeah.
built specifically for AI. And it's showing some really, really impressive performance for AI tasks, especially when you look at the price.
Okay, so walk me through that. What's so special about the performance?
We're talking like a 20% speed increase for things like natural language processing, which is huge. And they've managed to do it while making it more affordable, which is kind of mind-blowing. And the flexibility, you can start small and scale as you grow. You're not locked into a massive investment right out of the gate.
So you can like dip your toes in before you go all in.
Exactly. Experiment, find what works, and then scale up as needed.
That makes a lot of sense. But they're not just like giving you the Xeon and the Gaudi and then saying, figure it out.
No, not at all. That's what I think is really interesting here. It's not just about the individual components. They're talking about building a complete ecosystem for AI.
Okay, so what does that even mean? What's an AI ecosystem?
It's about taking a systems-level approach, They're thinking about how all the pieces fit together, the hardware, the software, everything. It's about making the whole AI adoption process smoother.
So it's not like you go to like 10 different stores to get all the pieces.
Exactly. It's like they're providing the whole package.
And that's got to be appealing for businesses.
Oh, absolutely. And another key thing is open industry standards. They're not trying to lock businesses into some proprietary system. They want to work with what's already out there,
Makes it a lot easier to actually use the stuff.
Exactly.
So it's easier to use. That makes sense. But how does it work, like in practice?
Well, they're offering these reference designs. It's like a blueprint for a scalable Gaudi 3 system, They're basically saying, here's a proven way to build this thing.
So you don't have to start from scratch.
Exactly. And that could be a huge help for businesses, especially those who are just getting started with AI.
Okay, so we've got the hardware, the open standards, the whole ecosystem thing, but what about the software side?
Right. Well, that's where their open platform for enterprise AI comes in, or OPEA for short.
OPEA.
Catchy.
Yeah, well, marketing. But it's more than just a name. Think of it like this, it's like a toolkit. But specifically for building and deploying AI applications.
Okay, so like pre-built stuff instead of having to code everything from the ground up.
Yeah, exactly. Pre-trained models, algorithms, libraries, all that good stuff, all optimized to run on Intel hardware.
So it's like faster and easier to get AI projects up and running. Way faster and way easier. And they've got different options depending on what you need, whether it's for like fraud detection or customer service or whatever.
So it's customizable, not just a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
Exactly. It's flexible. You can tailor it to your specific needs.
Okay, this is starting to sound a lot less like, science fiction and a lot more like something businesses can actually use.
That's the idea, right?
Speaking of things that sound like science fiction, you know what else I kept seeing in their materials? RG, Retrieval Augmented Generation.
Well, RG.
Sounds like something you'd wear to a music festival, not use in a business setting.
Well, it's actually pretty cool. It's all about making AI more useful, you know?
Yeah.
More intelligent.
Okay, so like, how does it do that? What is it?
Imagine you've got this AI and you're using it to make, say, investment decisions. You feed it all this data, historical stock info, market trends, that kind of thing. Our reg is like giving that AI access to a whole library of additional information, like real-time stuff, news articles, expert opinions, all instantly available.
So it's not just crunching numbers in a vacuum.
Exactly. It's got context. It can pull in the latest information and factor that into its calculations.
That's pretty amazing. But how does Intel fit into all of this?
Well, remember, Xeon and Gaudi, they actually work together in our RAG system. Xeon, with its processing power, handles all the data retrieval.
Okay.
And then Gaudi comes in and analyzes all that information, finds the connections, understands it.
It's like a tag team.
Yeah, exactly. And they've even got a whole package called Intel AI for Enterprise RAG.
Yeah.
That's pre-built for things like chatbots or market analysis.
So you don't even have to build it yourself.
Right. It's all ready to go.
That's pretty slick.
And you know what else is slick? They've partnered with some big names to make this all happen.
Yeah, partnerships. Those are huge, especially in tech. And Intel's not messing around. They're working with some big names. IBM, Dell.
It's one thing to, you know, have the technology.
Right.
But it's another thing to have these industry heavyweights saying, we believe in this. And that's what we're seeing here.
So what are they saying specifically? Like, what's the big deal with these partnerships?
Well, IBM, for example. They're integrating Gaudi 3 into their cloud platform.
Wow.
That's not just a pilot program. They're going all in. And Dell.
Yeah, what about them?
They're all about making AI easier for businesses to adopt. Their AI factory, you know?
Right, right.
They're using that, working with Intel, to create these, like, pre-configured solutions.
Yeah.
So businesses can basically plug and play.
So it's like they've done all the hard work already, and you just, like, get to benefit from it.
Pretty much.
That's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It is.
Okay, so I feel like we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have. Intel's really trying to shake things up in the AI world.
Yeah, and it's not just hype. They're backing it up with real solutions, you know? Powerful processors, these AI-specific accelerators, all this focus on open standards, and a real commitment to making AI make sense for businesses. Not just the tech giants, but everyone.
It's about democratizing AI.
Yeah.
You know, making it accessible to everyone.
And affordable, hopefully.
Oh, that's the goal, right?
Yeah. For sure. So where does this leave us? What's the takeaway for all the businesses out there listening, trying to figure out what AI means for them?
I think the biggest takeaway is that the tools are there and they're getting better all the time. The barrier to entry is lower than it's ever been. Now it's up to businesses to get creative, to experiment, and to figure out how to use this technology to solve their unique challenges.
It's an exciting time to be in business, that's for sure. And who knows, maybe the next time we're talking about groundbreaking AI applications, we'll be talking about something you're working on. So keep us posted.